We have a Creator who is forever right, who made us and loves us. But Satan does not love us. He hates God and he hates us. And masterminds guerrilla warfare in an all-out effort to harm us. As we consider a lesson entitled Fighting the Devil, we should be aware of this terrible enemy we face. Ephesians 6 and verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We should therefore know that Satan exists. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2 and verse 2. We are fighting the devil because Satan hates God's creatures. The Bible says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10 and verse 38, that is, God was with Jesus. Satan is the cause of trials. Consider these few passages. 1 Thessalonians 2:18 reads, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried." Revelations 2:10. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." Romans 5 and verse 12. Satan burdens us with sorrow, death, problems, and distress, but do not accuse God. Problems in this life are the devil's work. We are fighting the devil, but by deceit and tricks, this enemy of God allures us. Jesus said that the devil was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. John 8, verse 44. We are fighting the devil, but this enemy we face, Satan, is guilty of impersonation. The Bible informs us, "No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." 1 John 4 and verse 1. Satan confuses to keep sinners lost. The Bible says, "Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." Luke 8 and verse 12. 2 Corinthians 4 verses 3 through 4 says, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Satan sneaks up on saints, not face to face, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. We are fighting the devil, but thankfully his power has been broken through Christ. The Bible teaches us that the Son of God was manifested. manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3 and verse 8. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, Colossians 2 and verse 15. Satan's power over death has been seized. Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death, Revelations 1 and verse 18. The Bible informs us that the devil's doom has been sealed. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever, Revelations 20 and verse 10. We are promised that Satan's attack against us will end. Jesus shall say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25 and verse 41. Until then, we are in a lifelong battle. Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12. We are fighting the devil. Do not fear his power, but respect it. Peter said, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. We are fighting the devil, but do not underestimate our mighty source. We are told, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Ephesians 6 and verse 10. In this spiritual fight, we are told, resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished by your brethren that are in the world, 1 Peter 5 and verse 9. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you, James 4 and verse 7. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. We are fighting the devil, but we have an efficient battle plan. The battle plan in one verse, Revelations 12 and verse 11. They overcame him, that is Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. That's Revelations 12 and verse 11. Consider with me a summary of the context in Revelations 12 verses 5 through 13. Christ, by his resurrection, conquered and bound Satan. Now Satan turns on to the church in an effort to destroy God's faithful people. During the devil-church battle is the time of salvation, strength, and kingdom power, or divine dominion. The accuser is cast down. He could accuse all people before Christ died, but now Christ is victorious, reigning in heaven. While in Christ, we can bind the devil or prove Satan's accusations false by standing for the truth. While in Christ, we can overcome the devil by means of three things: the blood of the Lamb, the word of testimony, and loving not our lives unto death. And so our efficient battle plan includes overcoming Satan by the blood of the Lamb. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 reads, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Sins, Satan's powerful weapon, ruins and murders. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6 and verse 23. Sin, Satan's powerful weapon, stands powerless before the saving blood of Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26 and verse 28. "If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin." 1 John 1 and verse 7. "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." Ephesians 1 and verse 7. So no despair when we are stained by sin. "For we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." Hebrews 2 and verse 9. Mark 16 verses 15 and 16 says, "Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Hebrews 8 and verse 12. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 1 and verse 18. "As far as the east is from the west, as far hath He removed our transgressions from us." Psalms 103 and verse 12. We are fighting the devil, but we have an efficient battle plan, which includes overcoming Satan and sin by the word of testimony. The Bible says, "I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." 1 John 2 and verse 4. We need to be saturated with truth. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Colossians 3 and verse 16. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Read Psalms 119 and verse 11. We need to stay with the divine, inflexible truth. "Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." Hebrews 13 and verse 20. "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men Who shall be able to teach others also? 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Early disciples knew this. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Acts 8 and verse 4. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. We are fighting the devil, but we have an efficient battle plan, which includes overcoming Satan and sin by loving not our lives unto death. Jesus said, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelations 2 and verse 10. First century saints were devoted. They did not retreat. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10 verses 22 and 23. The blood and word of Christ are powerful, but effective for us only if we love the Redeemer more than life. If any man come to me and hate not, that is, love less, his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple, Jesus said in Luke 14 and verse 26. When we love the Redeemer more than life, we can truly sing, none of self and all of thee. We may not be called on to suffer as Paul did, but we should have the same attitude as did he. He said, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 21 and verse 13. Inspired practical words help us stay on guard, so don't give place to the devil, Ephesians 4 and verse 27. But be subject to God's will. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 4 verses 7 and 8. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6 verses 10 and 11. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6, 17. So learn the Word. Learn how to use it, and let it be the pervading influence in our lives. In Matthew chapter 4, we learn that Jesus resisted the devil with verbatim quoting of Scripture. He said, It is written, Matthew 4 and verse 4. It is written, Matthew 4 and verse 7. It is written, Matthew 4 and verse 10. The Bible says, For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3 and verse 12. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter 2 and verse 9. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Colossians 4 and verse 2. Seek friends who spiritually support us. And be not deceived. Evil communications or evil companions corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, Hebrews 10 and verse 24. In conclusion, remember, be aware, follow the plan, stay on guard, and stay focused on our hope, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, Colossians 1 and verse 5. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Philippians 3 and verse 14. We'll win eternal victory over Satan and over sin through the mighty spiritual power of God. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us, Romans 8, verse 7. Only in Christ is there hope. Some were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, Ephesians 2, 12 and 13. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, Galatians 3, 27. Satan wants you to think later. The Bible says this of Felix as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee," Acts 24 and verse 25. We are now in the spiritual battle for eternal life. Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad," Matthew 12 and verse 30. Joshua said long ago, "If it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The famous passage of Joshua 24 and verse 15. Find mercy now. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him, and he with me," Revelation 3 and verse 20. If we can help you, please come now as together we stand and sing.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home. Though we have sinned, He has mercy.